Thank you. Just a very few observations before we finish formally. One is that I think one of the greatest problems that haunts the history of development thinking is to do with appropriate scale. How do we find the answers to these questions? Not answers to questions in midair, answers to statistically shaped questions, but answers to the questions that are actually being asked and the needs that are actually on the ground. And that frequently means, as I think the development community is more and more recognizing, asking what the effective local vehicles for delivery are, rather than assuming that we know the bureaucratic methods that will produce the results. So, if the question is what is so radical about what's happening here, I would say that of course it's not new, not absolutely new, but that it is entirely in keeping with the gradual shift, very gradual in some secular NGO contexts, rather less gradual, happily, in some Christian contexts, the gradual shift towards listening to the questions that are actually being asked, and therefore finding the right level, the right vehicle for the delivery of solutions. And I believe that's the most important thing that we're celebrating this morning. People have spoken also about a moment of opportunity. I think that's extremely significant for us as Christian-based mission agencies. A moment of opportunity because increasingly the churches are stepping forward as the natural grassroots and civil society partners for schemes of development. Development, as your little leaflet will remind you, is not just a socio-economic matter, it's a matter of changing how people see themselves. That's part of what the gospel is about, changing people's sense of their possibilities. When that happens, many other things are unlocked. And the recognition that without that unlocking, things won't change, is crucial at present. Again, what we're talking about today is a central aspect of that. And just so that we're aware of it, I'd like to mention also the evolution of the Anglican Health Network. A couple of years ago, at the last Anglican Consultative Council meeting in Jamaica, we had a very, very powerful presentation about the need for an effective Anglican Health Network, a network across the Anglican community that connected the healthcare institutions and provisions offered by Anglicans right across the world, ranging from vastly sophisticated Episcopalian hospitals in Atlanta through to very, 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 very small-scale delivery in Central Africa or Southeast Asia. That network is now moving forward, I think, very effectively and very fruitfully. And we have somebody here who, if you'd like, just to stand up. You want to talk about the Anglican Health Network? There's your man. I think it's important that we think about this particular project we're discussing this morning in the context of that global Anglican policy development towards doing some more joined-up thinking about how we share resources, how we share skills. So a moment of opportunity for the communion, as well as a moment of opportunity in our general attitude socially and church-wise to development. I must end by quoting from this leaflet here, because I think this sums up very much what this is about and why it's worth working with. It's on the third page of the little USPG leaflet here. Working at the heart of communities. Throughout the world, Anglican churches can be found at the heart of their communities. Indeed, in many cases, the church is the primary source of local knowledge, with the best capacity for delivering aid and other forms of practical assistance, using grassroots networks to reach people who are often overlooked by Western agencies. It is within these communities that USPG is working with local churches to train leaders and build infrastructure. That's the context within which all we've discussed this morning should be set. That's a context which I believe is very, very well worth working with. It's been a great privilege to host this meeting this morning to discuss these exciting new developments. Don't rush away. There'll be more refreshments provided. I hope people will be willing to stay around and talk to each other and explore further. Thank you all for being here.